It's The Takeaway. I'm Tracy Hunt, in for Melissa Harris-Perry. It's February, and it's winter, but at least here in New York City, it hasn't felt like winter. Several states in the Northeast had the warmest January on record. Meanwhile, California has been pummeled with rain, making it the third wettest January on record. And as for that winter staple, snow, well, New York City finally got a tiny sprinkling on February 1st, making this the longest snow drought in recorded history. But other cities out west are seeing their snowiest winters. So, to talk more about what's going on with this winter weather, I'm here with Dr. David Robinson, the New Jersey State climatologist and a professor at Rutgers University in the Department of Geography. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thanks for having me.
So, what are the places getting the most snow and the least snow?
The most snow we've seen thus far this winter in the east is a very small area near Buffalo, off of Lake Erie, and up near Watertown off Lake Ontario. Elsewhere in the east, for the most part, well below normal. Now, you look to the west and the mountainous west, the Sierras in particular, in California and Nevada, they've already had a season's worth of snowfall. And we have a couple months more of possible accumulation to come. So it's really been, you know, feast or famine.
What's going on with the West Coast?
The West Coast, it was a series of storms that kept pouring in off the Pacific Ocean. You hear the terms of fire hose or atmospheric river, to be more technical. And it was just a situation that was quite persistent. Not every place in the state of California got it at the same time. But it was like putting the fire hose on. And in the valleys, low elevations, it was rain. And up high, it was snow, that wonderful reservoir of water that they'll be using in the spring and summer.
You mentioned Buffalo was the outlier in the east. Why is that?
It had to do with the way the storm track has been going through the eastern part of the country. Storms have been going up through the Great Lakes and into eastern Canada. And the counterclockwise movement around those storms has brought warm air up the East Coast more often than not. And those storms bring rain. But as the storm heads into Canada, colder air can come behind it on westerly winds. And those winds blow up the length of Lake Erie, and up at the northeastern end is Buffalo. And they hit the land there and just dump prodigious amounts of snow. So it's a very specific post-storm, actually, storm.
Why has this winter been so much warmer?
Well, fundamentally, underlying all of our winters, every month of the year, the planet is warming.
Right.
So we're starting with that foundation. And then on top of that, you build day-to-day weather events or a seasonal pattern such as we've seen across North America this year, for that matter, over in Europe too, where it's been snowless and quite mild. And with that, you get these recurrent patterns that we believe in the case of North America is related to a La Nina event in the tropical Pacific, an ocean atmosphere anomaly that tends to set up the storm track over North America that we've seen this winter. Now, it's obviously more complicated than that. But in general, there's the long-term warming. There's the seasonal La Nina pattern, which has been going on now for the third winter consecutively. And then the day-to-day weather events, the storms that come across the country.
We're taking a quick snow break here. More Takeaway when we return.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper, with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Tracy Hunt. We're talking about what's going on with the winter weather with Dr. David Robinson, the New Jersey State climatologist. This is the third year of La Nina. Can we expect an El Nino soon?
That's a real good question. Yeah. The models that are run to try to predict these events suggest, and the observations suggest, that the La Nina is in its waning phase for this year, it would be highly unlikely for it to return for a fourth consecutive year. That, however, doesn't mean El Nino is on the horizon. So for now, it's a wait and see. There's some indicators suggesting by summer and next fall, there could be more El Nino conditions. But we may be in a neutral phase. We simply don't know at this point.
Yeah. So on Groundhog Day, the groundhog predicted 6 more weeks of winter. What can we expect for the rest of the season?
Well, looking 2 weeks ahead, it looks like mild conditions are generally going to prevail in the eastern half of the country. Precipitation is a little bit difficult to call, but there's no indication we're going to go without precipitation. And then once we get into March, it's extremely difficult to look ahead. There's some suggestion a sudden stratospheric warming might ultimately bring cold air down into the middle latitudes from polar regions. But we're going to be into March by that time. Mm-hmm. And things continually warm up week after week. Doesn't mean we can't have some wintry weather. There's plenty of cases of strong March storms. But for now, in the very short term, it doesn't look like much in the way of severe cold and snowy weather, particularly in the eastern half of the country. March is a bit of a wild card right now. For snow lovers, winter lovers, there might be one last attempt, I guess you could say, get going on a season that's only had two very short bursts of cold air, one in December and one just several weeks ago. But everyone has to remember the temperatures are starting to rise now. And they will continue to rise into the summer. So it will become more and more difficult for winter to rear its ugly head.
How will snowfall and the winter climate be impacted by climate change in the coming years?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the hypothetical situation is something we think we already see unfolding, is that as temperatures start to rise in the winter and flirt with and exceed the freezing point, your snow events are going to become rain events. So we should see less snow, more rain. We're already seeing that in the southern and middle latitudes of the U.S., but it's not been seen yet up in, say, New York over to Chicago and points west. Mm-hmm. And even further north, there's some signs of some increasing snow as the atmosphere warms, holds more moisture, but is still cold enough to snow. So eventually, we're going to see that snow line move to the north and to higher elevations. But we're still going to be in the sights for snowstorms for many years still to come.
Dr. David Robinson, the New Jersey state climatologist and a professor at Rutgers University in the Department of Geography. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right.